We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. Man, these fun day, early afternoon tip-off times for the Mavs are just insane lately. I just went on my buddy Kirk Henderson at Mavs Moneyball. I went on his post-game pod, so be sure to go over there and check that one out too. And, I talked about it over there, but yeah, these games that they play on Sunday are going to end up making a lot of us have to go on blood pressure medicine if we're not already on it. Definitely doesn't have anything to do with diet and exercise and all that other good stuff. It definitely has to do with the Mavs and the cardiac Mavs, I guess you could call them. But, man, what a game. The Mavs, they were down by 22 points at one point against the Houston Rockets, who were fighting for their postseason lives. Like, it was win or be eliminated. It was it. This was it for the Houston Rockets. And after being up by 22 points, they came out with their tails on fire. The shot making was unbelievable. They scored 42 points in the first quarter, scored 35 in the third quarter. So they came out of halftime, blazing as well. And then, just when you thought that it might be over, because the Mavs were down by three with, less than 30 seconds left, Kyrie Irving, there was 25 seconds left, and Jason Kidd drew up an outstanding after timeout play to get Kyrie open for a three. Kyrie missed the three. It was contested well by the Rockets. And then Jabari Smith Jr. got fouled and went to the line. So with about 10 seconds left or something like that, let me go to the play-by-play just so I'm make sure I'm saying all this correctly. Let's see here. Let's walk you through the whole fourth quarter, end of quarter events here. So Kyrie Irving, he missed that three. Let's see, PJ Washington, he had a chance to hit a three in that fourth quarter, didn't hit it. Anyway, Jabari Smith Jr., he went to the line. He had a chance to put the Mavs away by hitting one free throw. There's 8 seconds left. He missed one. He misses the second one. Now, with 8 seconds left and missing the second free throw, the Mavs didn't have any timeouts. You'd think that Ime Udoka with Rockets would consider fouling just sending the Mavs to the line for two free throws. But they let it play on. They doubled Luka. Luka finds Dante Exum on the right wing for a wide open three, and it's just onions. Just nails it. As time expires, sends the game to overtime, tied at 129. And then the Mavs just completely own the Rockets in that overtime period, 18-7. Crazy stuff from Kyrie Irving in this one. 48 points. Went to the line 17 times. Like, we always talk about how he doesn't get the whistle he deserves. He got it in this one, and he took advantage. But, man, crazy stuff from Kyrie in this one. 48 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, was a plus 21 on the night. Shot 15 of 25 overall, 3 of 8 from 3. And then again, 15 of 17 from the free throw line. Luka made several MVP-like plays. His knees were bleeding. Dylan Brooks, Amen Thompson, before he got thrown out in the first half because he threw an elbow at Maxi Kleba. It was really the second time he did it. He got away with it the first time, and then the second time they looked at it and said, okay, that's flagrant too. You're out of here. I don't know what his problem was in this one. But, you know, all these rangy defense, even Reggie Bullock, former Mav, Reggie Bullock, that was a guy that was being thrown at Luka. Just, you know, big athletic wings, just trying to wear him down. Both of his knees were bleeding, and he still finished with 37 points, 9 rebounds, 12 assists, and 2 blocks while shooting 12 of 21 overall, 4 of 10 from 3, and a perfect 9 of 9 from the free throw line. There was one play, or there was a sequence really at the end of this game in overtime that really stood out to me, and it made me think, man, this is the MVP. This is the MVP this year. And it was where Luka, and it looked like he was about to lose his dribble, and he was really close to the court, like about to fall over. He kept his dribble going through two defenders. He meets three more defenders in the paint, and then he somehow finds a way to pass the ball out to the corner to P.J. Washington for a wide-open three. P.J. Washington nails it. And then the next time down the floor, Jabari Smith Jr. for the Rockets going for, you know, kind of a desperation, you know, we got to make a three kind of situation, and Luka blocks him. He blocks him. And just outstanding effort from Luka. You know, some of these previous games we've said that, especially that game at Golden State a few games ago, it wasn't Luka's best defensive effort. And that was, you know, one of the main reasons that the Mavs weren't able to pull that one out. But, man, this was a completely different thing. And it probably helps that the Mavs were able to give Luka a game off, and they were able to win against Golden State the other day. So, crazy stuff in this one. Super excited for the postseason coming up. The Mavs and Clippers is looking like more and more of a sure thing. I saw the ESPN playoff probability stuff. They had it like 85% chance of happening at this point, and that was before this game. So I'm sure it's gone up since then. The Mavs currently have a 1.5 game lead over the 6-seed Phoenix Suns, and they are currently losing over halfway into the third quarter against the New Orleans Pelicans. So the Mavs should have a 2-game cushion over both those teams if that score holds. With 4 games left. And, I mean, look, Mavs-Clippers is going to be fun. I was looking at the clutch numbers. The Mavs have, you know, they're 23-7 now in clutch games on the season. 22-7 in clutch games on the season. And, you know, they have a little over 19 net rating. Where the Clippers, they also have 22 clutch wins, even though there's 15 clutch losses, and they have a little more than 14 net rating. So both teams are good in the clutch. You know, obviously the Clippers are a threat. They've got their star players. They've got quality pieces around them, but they have not played this version of the Mavs since they got P.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford, and, you know, Derek Lively's been out with a knee injury. He should be back for the postseason. Josh Green has been out with an ankle injury. He should be back for the postseason. There's going to be a lot of depth, and there's going to be a lot of different pieces that, you know, Jason Kidd can throw at opposing teams to give Luka and Kyrie the most support possible during this upcoming playoff run. So before we get into some other standing stuff and looking ahead at the Mavs schedule, I just want to encourage you all to go get the Prize Picks app. If you love daily fantasy sports, Prize Picks is the number one daily fantasy sports app. Super easy to use, very fun to use as well. If you're going to be playing daily fantasy sports anyway, you might as well go get the app and get up to $100 matched on your first deposit if you use our promo code STEPBACK. So again, Prize Picks, get the app, use our promo code STEPBACK and have yourself some fun. The playoffs are coming up. You know, that's going to be that could add some extra interest to those playoff games, as if they need extra interest anyway. But, you know, go test your basketball knowledge and put some picks in on Prize Picks. And again, use our promo code to get up to $100 match on your first deposit. So if you make your first deposit of $100 and use our promo code STEP BACK, you will have $200 as your balance to play around with.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All right, so the Mavs are 48-30, which is kind of insane to think about when you consider that they were 26-23 in early February. The turnaround has been crazy. It's been delightful. This has been the most fun stretch of Mavs basketball since 2022. And I've already said it several times. Even that didn't feel like it was sustainable. Because, I mean, it was fun. It was fun. And once the Mavs got to the Western Conference Finals, you started to say, well, maybe they can do it. But they were playing the Warriors, who seemed destined to win the title that year. The Mavs didn't have the front court depth to compete with the Warriors. And you just kind of knew, especially after those first couple of games, it was like, okay, yeah, this isn't going to be sustainable. So I feel like there's more staying power with this Mavs team. Like, there's no matchup in the Western Conference that I look at and I'm like, man, that would be horrible for the Mavs. Even Denver, I think that would probably be the toughest for a seven-game series. That'd be the toughest matchup for a full seven-game series. But even Denver, I feel like the Mavs have the pieces to compete and potentially get past the Nuggets in a series. So really fun stuff ahead. Again, the Mavs are currently fifth. They're still two games back of the Clippers. There's a small chance the Mavs could end up with home court. It's probably not likely. The Clippers were down by 26 to the Cleveland Cavaliers earlier today, came all the way back and won it by two with a clutch Paul George shot at the end of that game. So the Mavs could have potentially just been one game back of the Clippers for home court if the Cavaliers hadn't completely, you know, defecated themselves down the stretch in that game. So it is what it is. The Cavs, they have not been very good to end this season. But I guess the way we can look at that is the Clippers were down by 26 to a Cavs team that didn't have Donovan Mitchell. So, you know, I guess that's something. And also Kawhi Leonard, he's missed four consecutive games with knee inflammation. So that don't sound very good. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. I think the Mavs, The Mavs have more youth. I think they have overall more athleticism than the Clippers do. And then obviously you have the crazy tandem of Kyrie and Luka. You know, in the previous playoff series, the Mavs played against the Clippers in 2020 and 2021. The full focus was on Luka. You know, I know Kristaps Porzingis was there, but, you know, he was more of an afterthought in those series. It's not going to be like that with Kyrie now. Now they got to worry about two guys and, you know, hope guys like PJ Washington don't kill them from behind the three-point line or driving into the paint and creating something else. So very encouraged with the Mavs going into this postseason. I think fun times are ahead. I think Luka has a legitimate shot at winning MVP, even though, you know, Nikola Jokic is considered the favorite. You know, considering how many injuries the Mavs battled through earlier this season, and given that, you know, Luka doesn't have the same starting lineup consistency that guys like Jokic and SGA with OKC has had earlier in this season, the fact that he's only, let's see, the fact that the Mavs are only four games behind OKC and only six wins behind what Denver has, considering how the first half of the season went, I think, you know, what Luka's doing, averaging nearly a 34-point triple-double, something that no player has ever done in league history. He has the most Player of the Month awards. He has the most Player of the Week awards. You know, I don't see how Jokic is as high of a favorite as everyone says he is. And I think he's deserving. I do. And I would even go as far as to say he deserves to be in the lead by a little bit. But I just feel like if the Mavs continue to close this out, they get 50 wins, they lock in a top five seed, it's going to be hard to keep Luka from getting that MVP award. But regardless, amazing stuff from the Mavs today. This is a team that you cannot turn the game off, even when you think it might be over. Don't turn it off, because this team has it. This team has it. This team is the most fun team since that 2011 team, and they're younger than that team, and there's more staying power with guys on long-term contracts. This is a great time to be a Mavericks fan and to be a Mavericks media member, you know, to, you know, for guys like I grew up as a fan and got into this media stuff several years ago, probably around 2016, 2017, and you know, this is the prime time for this, for me at least, you know, because I wasn't doing media stuff during that 2011 run. And I'm not predicting the Mavs are going to go and win the championship this year, even though I think they can, but I'm just saying that as the fan side of me hasn't felt something like this from a Mavs team since that championship run. And, you know, Dirk was 33 years old and all the role players were kind of on the back ends of their careers. And it was almost like a Cinderella run in that playoff bracket, beating the Miami Heat in the finals with prime LeBron, prime Wade, prime Chris Bosh. It was crazy. And, you know, it feels like they defied all the odds in doing that. This time, though, I feel like with Luka in his prime, 25 years old, Kyrie, he just turned 32, I believe, but, you know, he's still obviously in his prime, and they're both healthy as we get close to the postseason here. I think the sky's the limit for this team. You know, they've got the defenders. They've had the number one. I don't know where that defense is now after giving up 136 to the Rockets today in an overtime game, but before this game, over the previous 15 games, the Mavs had the number one defense in the league. And even in this game, they showed when it mattered most, they were able to clamp down and get stops. So that's going to serve them very well when they get to the postseason. And again, they've been winning games here lately without Derek Lively, without Josh Green, just kind of grinding. They won one without Luka playing. Love the vibes of this team, and I'm so glad to be on this ride with all of you, because I know everybody in Mavsland is having a fantastic time watching this team and starting to believe again. You know, that's Nico Harrison did his thing at the trade deadline, and it has resulted in belief. There is more belief now, and everybody, not just us, even national media people that normally don't care too much for the Mavs, even they have opened their eyes. It's like, okay, this team might be a problem going into the postseason. So, guys, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great rest of your day. I hope y'all have a great week. I know Monday's coming up. That's never fun. But, you know, it's we're getting close to the end here. We're getting close to the end. There will be play-in basketball, not this next week, but the week after. And then the postseason is going to start, and it's going to be a crazy ride. So be sure to go like, rate, and subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. Hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel. Give us some comments in there. Let us know what you think about the Mavs as the postseason is upcoming. And, you know, what do you think about this game in particular? Kyrie scoring 48, Luka 37, Dante Exum, Dante Inferno, Dante X him hitting that crazy three at the end of regulation to send it into overtime, and then the Mavs ending the Rockets' postseason dream. So crazy stuff. Be sure to go to our YouTube video and leave your comments and likes and all that good stuff. Guys, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time.